This morning, a U.S. Marine reservist was arrested for attacking a Greek Orthodox priest in Tampa last night. The victim was hit on the head with a tire iron. The assault might be investigated as a hate crime because the alleged attacker told police an Arabic male tried to rob him and he was going to take him into custody. The Tampa Bay Human Rights Council is condemning the attack. Ahmed Badir is their president.
From the limited information that we have so far from the Tampa Police Department, is that sometime Monday evening, a person, a Greek Orthodox priest, got lost in downtown Tampa, stopped to ask for directions, and the person he asked for directions brought out some sort of crowbar or some sort of pipe and hit him on the head and chased him down the street. And then he called the police. The suspect called the police.
Badir is also the co-host of the WMNF program True Talk. The Tampa police say that during a 911 call, the suspect, Jason Bruce, claimed that an Arabic male tried to rob him and he was going to take him into custody. In reality, the victim, Alexios Marikis, is a Greek Orthodox priest visiting from the island of Crete. Tampa police spokesperson Laura McElroy says that the victim was looking for directions in a parking garage and tapped the suspect on the arm.
And then in broken English was saying, please, please help, and attempting to ask him for directions. And that's when he said the suspect pulled out a tire iron and hit him over the head and then chased him out of the parking garage. The suspect also called 911 saying that he was chasing an Arabic male who was attempting to rob him. And when we arrived at the scene a very short time later, he had the individual pinned down to the ground with a tire iron and told the responding officers that he was a terrorist and that he had said Allah Akbar, and then proceeded to inform us that that's what they say right before they blow you up.
McElroy says the suspect was booked into jail and bonded out after the police determined he should be arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
The victim was transported to Tampa General Hospital, and at that point we were able to utilize the translation service from the hospital and piece together what happened and learn that the Greek priest was actually the victim in this case. And then we contacted the suspect to do a more formal interview, and when we arrived back to his apartment at 1:30 this morning, his attorney was present, and he became uncooperative.
Badir says the Human Rights Council has asked the Tampa Police Department and the FBI's Tampa office to look into whether the case should be prosecuted as a hate crime.
The authorities have to send a very strong message to would-be individuals or attackers that are that's based on hate, that we have a zero tolerance in our community when it comes to hate crimes. That should never be a motivation because that creates a bad society. It creates division along ethnic or religious or racial lines, and that's not going to be tolerated in our community. We also want to send a message to the world that the tourists, the guests that come to our town, to our area, are not going to be mistreated because they look different or that they dress different. That's not the kind of Tampa that we want to have. That's not the kind of Florida that we want to have.
As of deadline, it is not known whether the suspect has served time overseas or has any military-related mental health concerns. For these reasons, Badir thinks it's too soon to draw any links between the crime and last week's mass shooting at Fort Hood.
So many people who are serving in the military, especially the Marines, have been deployed overseas at some point in the past several years. So that is a possibility. And coming on the heels of the Fort Hood shooting, it also raises questions of potential backlash. And now, so far across the country, we have not seen any hate crimes that are directly related to the Fort Hood shooting. But this may be the first one, but it's really too early to tell at this point.